Amsterdam, or Mokum as it is nicknamed from the Hebrew word for safe haven, was founded 750 years ago, when people started building houses on wooden pilings on the banks of the River Amstel. Thus the name Amstel Dam, meaning dike on the River Amstel. With its 100 kilometers of canals, the city provided the perfect accessibility for sea trading. Amsterdam therefore flourished as trade center of the world. To further improve this, the citizens decided to connect the city to the North Sea in 1824. So they quite literally dug a shortcut out by hand, using shovels and buckets. Amsterdam steadily grew, becoming the largest city of the Netherlands. Together with its satellite cities, it now forms a metropolitan area with a population of 2.5 million citizens. Amsterdam, a Protestant city. The first city in the world where church and state were separated, creating a safe haven for those who think differently. Modern-day Amsterdam stands for creativity, multiculturalism and tolerance, famous for the first gay marriage in 2001 and the annual Gay Pride event that attracts 500,000 visitors who come to support the queer community. The three crosses on the flag of Amsterdam are interpreted as meaning heroic, steadfast and resolute. A perfect description of the Netherlands' number one soccer club, Ajax. No other club's youth academy brings forth so many professional players. Amsterdam is the leading city in electronic dance music. The wide range of festivals and nightlife attracts young people from around the world to come live or study in the Dutch capital. There are more than 25 clubs, 1,000 pubs, 200 coffee shops, and more festivals than any other city in the world. And there's one place in Amsterdam that expresses all this Amsterdam magic. Adam Tower, built at a place with a fascinating history. Let's rewind and go back in time to the days when, right at this spot, Amsterdam had the cruel practice of hanging its criminals at the gallows, afterwards displaying them on stakes at the IJ River, a macabre warning to visitors to think twice before breaking the law here, and also considered an enjoyable and educational day out for the whole family. Centuries later, oil company Shell settled in this area. In World War II, the British Army burned the oil supplies that were stored here to prevent the Germans from acquiring them. The fires lasted for an entire week. In the 1960s, Shell built an impressive tower as one of their headquarters. When they left the tower in 2009, a new purpose was sought. Three entrepreneurs from the music industry joined forces and won the pitch out of 33 initiatives. Adam Tower.